A story in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch caught our attention about a childhood summer ritual, the curbside lemonade stand. For the past three summers, 10-year-old Mim Murray and 12-year-old Marissa Miller Stocky have set up a lemonade stand near their homes in St. Louis, Missouri. This year, their goal was to make money to buy a laptop computer before entering the seventh grade. Earlier this week, they got a visit from a St. Louis Health Department inspector. As Mim explains, a neighbor was not happy with their location.
This man came home, he was driving in his car, and he claimed that we were on his property. And he was really upset that we were on that side of his house. We were not on his property, we were on public property. And he also threatened to turn a hose on us. And so then my mother comes back with more lemonade, and she calls the police. And the police come, and they try again to convince him that we are on public property, we're not on his property. And that was basically all they did. And then they talked to us about what was going on, and they drove away.
And so at the close of business that day, you I guess, thought that, well, there was a neighbor that was unhappy, but that was the end of the day for you.
Yeah, I mean, we couldn't believe it at that point because no one had complained before.
Marissa, while this was happening, you were on vacation with your family, right?
Right.
When did you return, and when did the two of you open up the stand again?
I came back on Monday, and we did our stand on Tuesday, right across the street from where Mim was.
Because we wanted to avoid Mim here. We wanted to avoid conflict with that neighbor again.
And when did you actually get a visit from the city?
About an hour and a half into our business, a car drives up, and out of it steps a lady from the health department. Well, we didn't realize that, and she takes my dad around the corner, and they are talking. And so about 15 minutes later, he says, "Listen, girls, that was from the health department, and she says you need a permit and you have to close up for the day. Apparently, we needed a vendor's license and a business license." And we went home. Yeah, and we called the health department, and my mom, Jermaine Murray, went across the street and talked to our parish priest, and he called the mayor, who in turn called the health department, and the phone is ringing off the hook all day because we got a phone call from the mayor, and we got a phone call from Melvin Moore, the head of the health department. He apologized profusely, and so did the mayor's office.
And the next day, you were back in business.
Yep, we were.
Yeah, and Melvin Moore came and bought some lemonade, and she was very nice.
She wasn't the only one who showed up. It sounds like you did a bang-up business that next day.
Yeah, we made over $100.
And it wasn't just the neighbors. People were coming from far and wide.
Yeah, we had people from, apparently it had appeared on national news on ABC. And people came from Springfield, Illinois.
How far is Springfield from St. Louis?
Far enough to shock us.
It's about a half an hour drive from St. Louis City. Where we are.
What kind of customers have you seen?
Well, everyone.
We got some people who were jogging in Forest Park or bike riding, and we got people who were on the go.
We got war veterans.
And we got a couple of our school teachers.
On Wednesday, around lunch, there was a whole line of all the construction workers. They're working right near where we were.
Mim and Marissa, what have you learned from this experience?
Marissa here. We've learned to stand up for ourselves, and...
Well, you don't take it sitting down, because, you know, people have to know about it if it is really unjust.
Well, Mim Murray, Marissa Miller-Stocky, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Anytime.
10-year-old Mim Murray and 12-year-old Marissa Miller-Stocky. The preteen entrepreneurs are already making plans for next summer's lemonade stand. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.